From sprains to fractures, get expert care quickly at the University of Kansas Health System. Walk-in orthopedic care is open weekdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 2, at I-435 and Null. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/orthopedics.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jay Kateras. Thank you so much for joining us. How about Rustin Dodd, ladies and gentlemen? Rustin Dodd from the Kansas City Star. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Stephen. How are you guys doing? Good morning.
Doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. Where are you right now, Rustin?
I'm in Toronto. Usually I stay like downtown Toronto just because mm-hmm. it's very close to the ballpark, but I'm staying in a neighborhood a little bit west of town, west of downtown, I guess I should say. But I don't know, a cool little neighborhood that kind of reminds me of, I don't know, like Wicker Park in Chicago or, something like that. I'm trying to think of a good comparison. Maybe kind of like Westport in Kansas City, you know, something like that.
Where does Toronto rank as far as road trips that you have to go on with the Royals? Where does the city of Toronto and the amenities rank?
It ranks very high. I guess it kind of gets dinged a little bit because the phones are a constant issue and just going through customs is not always pleasant, although usually it's pretty easy, but occasionally it's just a little bit not super quick or easy. So, but yesterday was very, I zoomed through, so there was no issues.
All right, so the Royals enter this game tonight, a 6:07 first pitch against the Blue Jays at 73-76. And even though the Twins lost last night to the New York Yankees 2-1, the Royals still have a steep hill to climb, 4.5 games out. And Rustin, I made this point a little bit earlier, and maybe you've already seen this and discussed this with someone, but, you know, a couple of weeks ago when we were wondering if the Royals could climb their way out of this hole that they dug themselves, we not only looked at games back, we were looking at how many teams were ahead of them and basically thinking, you know, not all these teams are going to play poorly or fall apart. It's just the numbers aren't in the favor of the Royals. But now, a couple of weeks later, you look at this. The Twins have that second spot, 5-5 in their last 10. The Angels, 4-6. The Mariners, 5-5. The Rangers, 3-7. The Rays, 3-7. The O's, 2-8. The Royals, 4-6. Everyone has played like garbage. Nobody has played above 500 in the last 10 games. The opportunity was there for somebody to overtake the Twins. No one's done it. And here we are left with this race of mediocrity where the Twins have a game and a half lead over the Angels and a 4-game lead plus over everyone else. Nobody has played well down the stretch. Not one team. The odds would say one team would play better, and nobody has. What a sad race for the second wild card spot.
No, you know, the Royals were sitting at, 71-71. And, you know, I was looking at what it would have taken over their last 20 games, let's say. And, you know, at the time, I even thought that, you know, if they went 13-7, let's say, and finished with 84 wins, that would have gotten into, if not, you know, winning the wild card, that could have gotten them into a 1-game playoff for the wild card. And at the time, people were like, I don't know, if 84 games, that doesn't seem like, you know, somebody's going to win 85 or 86. And maybe not. I don't know. The Twins might still get there. But I think when we look back at this season, I think the Royals started poorly, obviously, we know this, and then they fought their way back into it. I think what's going to be the most disappointing is that, you know, it was a golden opportunity, not necessarily to win the division because they were probably never going to compete with Cleveland, but claim one of those two wildcard spots when the league is so kind of watered down this year, and you still have those kind of championship core pieces – in place, I think is something that, you know, we'll kind of look back on as maybe a missed opportunity that they were, you know, the ride ended a little bit too short. I mean, it's hard to complain about a group that went to two World Series and won one and kind of changed baseball in Kansas City, but it does feel like they kind of missed, you know, one more kind of chance to get into the dance and just see what would happen if they did get into the playoffs.
So this team obviously was decimated by injuries in the pitching staff and starting rotation and bullpen and all of that. How would you assess what the pitching staff looks like going forward? Maybe not just this year, but into next season more appropriately at this point.
Well, I mean, it's a good question. I mean, if you look, you kind of have a five-man rotation, for better or for worse, kind of sitting there. If you are talking about Danny Duffy and Ian Kennedy, Nathan Carnes, and then Jason Hamill and Jake Junis. And, you know, I guess we're just limiting it to the starting rotation right now, not the bullpen, but those are five guys that you could easily slot into, you know, the rotation next year. Now, is that good enough? Now, that's another question. You need to be in circle.
We lost Rust in there as he had warned us about the phones.
That's why we hate Toronto.
In Toronto.
Stupid Canada.
So.
And their phones.
Right.
Toronto actually is a great town.
You've been there how many times? Several times.
Just twice. But it is really... Actually, I'm wrong about that.
You have no idea how many times you've been to Toronto, do you?
Two or three times.
Four.
I went with the Royals... Once, I believe, maybe twice. No, twice.
Nate, tell us more about Toronto. I don't know if I've been there. And
I've been there twice with the Royals and once with Sporting Kansas City.
Rustin calling back here. Rustin, hello.
Hey, you know what was strange about that was that can you hear me?
Oh, you sound crystal clear now.
What was strange about that was I did not lose you. So I'm not sure how that worked. Phones are very iffy in Canada.
We're starting to lose you just a little bit, so we'll see how long this phone line holds up. And you were in the middle of your answer, and so if you want to go back, and we lost you about maybe 15 seconds into your last answer to Nate's question.
Well, yeah, I was just kind of... They have a five-man rotation next year. If you look at Kennedy, Duffy, Carnes, Hamill, and Junis, I mean, those are five guys you could slot into the rotation heading into spring training. I think, you know, to me, Carnes is kind of the civil guy. I think next year you need a full season. Kennedy, 16, and Carnes, middle of the rotation starter. And then I guess, you know, you'll look at some free agent options in the offseason. You know, you're going to need some depth. But we'll see what they can piece together. But I don't know. Is that a good enough rotation? I think that's, you know, we'll see. It's the makings of a, you know, a serviceable one. Can that cover up for the rest of your roster and the rest of your team with where they will be next year? I guess that's maybe the bigger question.
When this is all said and done, and the season's over, are we going to find out that Moustakas was hurt a lot worse than we thought? I mean, he's still sitting on 36 home runs, and there's every chance that he's not going to break this thing now. I mean, we're that close to the end of the season, and I just as good as he was earlier in the year and the pace he was on. It's just hard to believe this isn't all because of the knee. I mean, do you have any indication how serious this knee is? Because it also has a big impact on what he's going to get as a free agent, because he did have a season-ending knee injury last year. And if you're a team that's interested in throwing several million dollars at Mike Moustakas, this certainly has to be a cause for concern right now.
Yes. you know, when he did it, the Royals, this is, you know, going back to, I guess it was August 23rd against the Rockies was when he, when it first surfaced, he kind of tweaked it while he was running to first on a fly ball to center. And Nedio said there was nothing structural wrong with the knee, so that would seem to rule out any sort of, like, ligament damage or tear. So you would think that would be the case. But is he playing on a sprain? I guess I have a question about that. They haven't indicated that, and they haven't really said what it is, which also seems to kind of, I guess, pique your curiosity a little bit, because you're wondering, well, if he's really playing on this thing and it looks painful and it looks bad, but they're not necessarily indicating what it is. I mean, I think we'll probably going to learn more as the season ends, but it no doubt has affected his plays. Has one home run in his last 21 games since he first tweaked the knee on August 23rd, and I think that's a span of about 73 plate appearances. So obviously he's not been the same hitter.
So I know one of the things you've written about recently is a guy, if Moustakas is to leave, who could theoretically be a replacement for Moustakas down the stretch is Hunter Dozier. And we know Chesler Cuthbert is in that realm as well. You wrote about how Dozier didn't get a call-up in September. How would you handicap that race in the way they kind of see those players if Moustakas doesn't return to Kansas City?
Well, I mean, I guess you would put Cuthbert at the top of the list just because of his major league experience. And he's actually, I think, he's younger than Hunter Dozier. Hunter Dozier is already 26, I believe. He turned 26 recently. You know, they didn't call Dozier up because mostly just because of logistics, right? I mean, he was injured for most of the season at AAA. He had an oblique strain and then a broken wrist. And then, you know, at some point, there's so many guys in the clubhouse, and they have three or four guys that can play third base. It's just like, well, Hunter Dozier's not really going to play this September anyway, so no need to just call a guy up to sit around. But we'll see. I mean, obviously, he's a former first-round pick, and he can hit. I mean, that is the one thing that scouts will point to, is, you know, that he could potentially be a guy that can hit at the major league level. So that might give him an opportunity if, you know, there's a need at third base going forward. But I would expect that Cuthbert would, you know, head to next season. Let's say they didn't, like, sign anybody. They didn't sign Mike Moustakas. I would expect Cuthbert moves in next season as a projected starter unless, you know, something happens in the offseason, like an injury or, you know, he gets off to a bad start next year.
Well, Rustin, everyone else in this race is playing like garbage, so let's see if the Royals can muster one final hot streak to at least make things interesting the final week of the season. And you're right, Chester Cuthbert, 24 years old, Hunter Dozier already at 26. Rustin, thank you for the time. Enjoy Toronto, sir.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
That is Rustin Dodd. In Toronto, boy, Hunter Dozier, already 26.
That's crazy to think that, you know.
You're crazy.
I am crazy. Crazy.
Hell, how old's Hosmer?
28.
You're crazy!
He's 27. He's 27 and Dozier's 26.
You know, and what's Whit Merrifield, 28?
How old are you?
I don't want to answer that question.
Why?
Because I'm a lot older than all of the above.
How do you feel?
I'm feeling achy.
I feel, let me tell you this. I woke
sore.
Up, I feel horrific.
You got a headache?
I feel horrible. Well, I ate poorly.
Mm.
No, I ate delicious foods, but they were bad.
Yeah.
Because I had, I went with you guys to a pizza buffet.
You took me.
We dragged
kicking,
Jake. We did. We dragged
and
Jake
screaming.
There.
I had, but no, but I had to beg you and then say, okay, I'm buying.
Yeah.
And you're like,
okay. Well, and that was the third day in a row I had pizza.
Right.
I haven't had pizza three times in a month.
I was feeling bad. And so, like,
years.
Susan and the boys have been sick. So they were sick yesterday. So I was picking up the girls at school, and there's a, well, you know, when daddy picks the girls, they know they're going to get some ice cream or something delicious.
Treats.
They come to expect it.
Treats.
Hey, you know, and there's a big burger not too far from the school, and they wanted to go there. Okay, like they got the delicious, they got the swirl ice cream, and
oh, yeah.
Hey, they got tater tots. I'm not, ooh, you know, sure. Let's take some pressure off Mama. Let's go here and have a delicious meal.
So you went.
Well, they order and they're ordering, and I'm. And this was like it. This was like at 3:45.
Yeah, we left.
It wasn't too far removed.
From we left lunch day. About 12:45.
You know, life's all about timing, and so I'm in there. And it just smells delicious.
Mm.
And I'm ordering a cheeseburger for her and a grilled cheese for her and tater tots and fries. Yeah. I'm thinking,
what's for daddy?
I'd like to. I want her to ask me, do I want fries or tater tots? That's a decision that I want on me right now for me. And so I said, oh, I'll get it. I'll just get a burger meal.
Would you like fries or tots?
But then here's the deal. I looked at it and tell me if this isn't a sign. The double cheeseburger meal, how much do you think it was?
Cheaper than the regular burger.
$8.10.
Oh, $8.10.
I'm like, well, they're a decision
sign.
Made.
Sign. That's a sign.
I don't really need the double, but I feel like.
That's divine intervention right there.
Is that odd or is that God?
And so then I ate half of the burger, right? I'm like, okay, I'll save the other half because I was feeling bad. Like, I don't want to go up there and get a to-go bag and wrap it up and then I'll be cool. Let me just go ahead and finish it here.
Yeah, just put it away.
Put this to-go bag in my tummy.
And then
the belly doggy bag.
Dad, can you finish my ice cream? Oh, I never recovered. And I woke up and had a migraine, and I could still feel the.
It's a food migraine.
I took a nap yesterday and woke up from my nap, and I was.
Dude, after the pizza buffet, man. I took a 2-hour nap yesterday. And I
took
did not
a 4-hour
mean
nap. Most people call that sleep.
I'll sleep for about 45 minutes, then I'm going to get back up and do some work. I woke up and I was like, whoa.
You know what was bad, too, because I couldn't go home, because, again, timing, because I didn't want to go all the way home and then go pick up the girls. Okay, let me get some shopping done. So I'm doing shopping. I'm trying to, you know, and by the time I got home, like at 4:30 or so, I looked like I had been through hell and back. I had been to a...
It all started with
damn
the pizza buffet
and a big burger and all kinds of.
You mentioned tater tots.
Oh,
a dietary
so
decision that
good.
I made at the U2 concert. There was some sort of, I don't know what even you call it, like a barbecue area that I stumbled upon at Arrowhead where they have something called tachos.
I bet that's good.
Tater tot nachos with some sort of like. Beef brisket on them.
Damn golden tater tots were so good. And then I wanted onion rings. I love
them.
How would you rank?
No,
I'm just going to ask you, okay? Let me ask you.
I don't know. I'm not eating for another 48 hours.
That's fine. I shouldn't. Rank the three.
And I'm being serious.
Rank the three.
Three what?
Onion rings, french fries, tater tots.
I can't.
It depends on where you get them from.
No, you give me some onion rings, I'll eat those onion rings right now.
What kind of fries are we talking about?
I pretty much
crinkle cut. Ooh. I like crinkle cut.
I like seasoned fries.
Yeah. What kind of seasoning is on the fries? Like,
yeah.
I like the Oklahoma Joe's.
Okie Joe's,
fries.
Five Guys seasoned fries.
Crab again. Fries. You ever had crab fries?
See, I like go like when I go to Winstead's. I say, hey, give me a fring because that's fries and rings.
Right, that's good. But then,
Daddy
then,
over here loves that choice.
I'm a like a chos guy. You know the cheese sauce with my tots. Like if I'm going tots, I want cheesy tots. I don't want
You don't want your regular tots.
No, I want cheese on my tots.
Some ketchup, some
chili
dip.
Cheese.
That's
on
fine.
It too.
Like, don't you like to order
try
a fring?
Tachos.
I think frings are fine. I think
I definitely in general I go onion rings.
Yeah,
first.
I think I'm Nate. God, I hate onion saying it, but I think I agree with you.
But I, you know, if is there anyone that serves all three together as one? I don't know what that would be. Fringot.
A top frong.
Fringot.
Fringot. Does anyone have a fringot?
We can make one.
Stugots? I don't know. I mean, that would be great. I'd order that if...
A fringot?
Yeah. Tat frings?
Like, I'm getting fatter as we speak. Just talking about this, and it's great. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.